First, the ninth season of the public television show Around the Corner with John McGivern is right around the corner. This year, John and the team visit communities around the state, including Marinette, Ashland, and Janesville, engaging with residents and just finding out what life is like there. When we last saw John, he was in Eau Claire in season 8. Here he is talking with a student on the UW-Eau Claire campus.
Where are we right now?
We're on the bridge, the famous footbridge.
And where does it go from where to where?
From Water Street to campus. It's the connector. It's really the connector. Have you ever heard of Bridge Face?
Bridge Face.
Yeah, no, Bridge Face. Walking across the bridge in the dead of winter, when your nose hairs freeze and you're dripping icicles.
It's called Bridge Face.
Bridge Face, yep.
And you get it?
Oh, yeah, you for sure get it.
Only here.
If you choose to walk across the bridge, that is. That's why you take the bus. The hill and the bridge.
I've been on that bridge in the summer, and I've thought, what would that be like in the winter? Well, there you go. It's Bridge Face. The new season kicks off on Thursday, February 6th, with a trip to Milwaukee's Story Hill neighborhood. John McGivern is host and co-creator of Around the Corner with John McGivern. John, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Rob. Thanks a lot. I appreciate being on the air with you.
And Lois Maurer is with us, producer, director, and co-creator of the show. Lois, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob. Pleasure to be here.
Well, Lois, we'll begin with you. What are you trying to bring us on Around the Corner? What kind of taste of Wisconsin are you bringing us with each episode?
Well, it's the same thing we've been bringing since season one, Rob. All positive, all the time. All these communities that we go to have such great stories to tell, and we're only interested in the really fun, positive ones.
Otherwise, I don't want to do it, Rob, okay?
Right.
That's okay. And you feature an episode, or you feature in each episode or in each season an episode on an area of Milwaukee, and you're starting us off with this this new season in Story Hill. Tell us, John, about that.
Story Hill, you know, I was born and raised in Milwaukee on the east side, and I knew nothing about Story Hill, to be honest with you. And it's the when you tell people where it's at, then they understand and they say, oh, I know that community. And it's the community that's on the hill, right looking at Miller Park.
Just north of
Miller Park. And where Wisconsin Avenue and 35th kind of starts it right over the viaduct. And then there's this community that is really charming, full of these homes that were built between 1900 and 1950, and it's just a really kind of a diverse neighborhood with a great main street, which is Blue Mound, and I was surprised that I didn't know about it, and a surprise on how I wanted to then move there, just so you know.
Well, and Lois, that's a big theme of the show. We've got so much stuff in Wisconsin that even if you lived your whole life here, we can still discover new things, right?
Oh, there's so much change, too. We have found that we could go back to communities we did already in season one, and they wouldn't even look the same now.
Right.
But they are really fun to discover things that you think that you're familiar with. Like John just said, Story Hill's in the city that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get on the ground and you start going up and down Blue Mountain and talking to residents and going into the businesses that are there, it makes you really proud for every community we cover. And that's the goal, is to make those people that live there even more proud of where they live.
And Rob, you know, we do these episodes, and then we go back to the community, we show it to them before it gets on television. And people who come to these community previews, who live in this community, who work in these communities, after we air the episode and show them the episode, I'm telling you, they raise their hands and say, we had no idea. Like, you told us something about our neighborhood, about our community that we had no idea about. So we love to claim the fact that we do that.
Well, I'm a little jealous of both of you because, you know, I get to talk to people from Wisconsin all the time via phone. You get to go out to where they live. How fun is that, John, to be meeting people in their own hometowns, their home neighborhoods?
You know, it's really great. And when we look back on 11, 12 years ago, when Lois and I, who have worked together making television before, decided that we wanted to work together almost full time, we came up with this concept. Little did we know that 9 years later, 117 episodes later, that, like, this is the best job I've ever had. And I'm old. So I'm telling you, you know, of all the work that I've done in my career, this is the favorite thing I've done, and the thing that I want to continue doing. I love it.
Talking to John McGivern and Lois Maurer with the show Around the Corner with John McGivern. They wander the state meeting cool people and highlighting cool things. Want to hear from you, by the way, at 800-642-1234. What is something fun about the community you live in Wisconsin or nearby? Or is there a place you love to go that you think maybe doesn't get the love that it deserves, call in and tell us about it. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Lois, it sounds like there's an embarrassment of riches. How do you go about picking where you're going to go, what you're going to check out in a new season?
Oh, you know, a lot of it now, Rob, has to do with the map, because we have been doing this for 9 years, and we have, you know, Wisconsin Public Television, now PBS Wisconsin, picked us up season one. So we have been going around the state now, and we don't want to get too concentrated in one area or the other. And I'll tell you, we could do this show for another 20 years and not go back to any of the towns we've covered. You talked about an embarrassment of riches. Yeah, our list every year that we sit down to say, hey, where do you want to go? It seems to be longer every year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And once you have picked community, John, how do you break down where you're going to go? Because even within one town, there's more than you could possibly cover in one serious visit.
You know, we have pre-producers that go up and take a visit to the community and do almost like secret shop, you know, because we're not bound by somebody telling us what we need to do and this is what you should do because we're part of the chamber. Like, that's not how we operate. So we have somebody who goes and comes back with 30 some things, and we have to limit that down to 11. To be honest, I don't do the pre-production. I don't do
that. I do.
I don't. Listen, Lois does it all. You know, and I'm the one that sits in the back of the van, and we get the list of people. You know, I get that list a week or so before, and I certainly Google where we're going, who we're talking to, and try to do a little research on what we're going to be doing that day. And then it's a matter of just going up and having conversations.
Except it takes 4 days, Rob. I love that people think that we, you know, when they see it on television, they're like, oh, you spent a day in Eau Claire. No, we spent 4 to 5 days in Eau Claire.
Well, but part of the fun, too, is it seems like you don't want to just hit the famous landmark in town or city X that everybody's heard of. You want to dig a little deeper, right, Lois?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it goes back to what John says. We want people in the community to discover along with our whole audience. So, you know, to cover all of the really touristy things, and I say that with a grain of salt because, you know, obviously we cater to tourism. But the first thing I think of is, if someone who watches this show went to this place that John is, would they have an experience like this? Mm-hmm. And I love the answer to be both yes and no, because there are places that we go that nobody else gets into, and ooh, we love that. Yeah. Right? We love to get onto the manufacturing floors and into the kitchens, mm-hmm. and, you know, places where our audience will never go. But they do follow this show. So we know they're going to show up in Eau Claire. And we know they're going to go to the campus, and they're going to go on that bridge that my son was on talking to John, by the way.
That was Lois's son I was talking to, just so you know.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're so not above that.
Well, let's bring on a caller now. Dan is with us in Wisconsin Dells. Dan, hello.
Hello there. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say I've been watching your show since the beginning. And, John, I just think that you have one of the greatest personalities. I met you for a short moment in the summer of 2012 when you were interviewing the owner from Lost Temple, an attraction in Wisconsin.
Oh, sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I also used to listen to you on KLH in Milwaukee, and I always loved the stories that you told about your mother, especially the one with the Christmas story. And maybe you could tell those guys that one off the air with one of the statues.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I told that story many times. I just want to say thanks, John. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Dan, thank you so much for the call. Yeah, John, do you feel like you know, everybody sees you kind of like a neighbor after they've been watching the show for a while?
Do you know, I hear it a lot, which it's not such a bad thing. I'm like, well, that's really kind. People are always kind. You know, people approach me all the time, especially in you know, the Milwaukee area, and people are like, oh, does that bug? It never bugs me. People are always – it's always positive. They're always really kind to me, and you know, there's nothing there's nothing.
Well, and when it comes to you, what you see on television, Rob, is what you get. So that's why people watch, and they feel like they know him because he's
that
so,
is him.
You know, yeah. I mean, without John, obviously, this show wouldn't be here. But
just a simple man from Milwaukee.
We're talking about some of the best places in Wisconsin to live, work, and play with the creators of the public TV show Around the Corner with John McGivern. We've got John and the show's producer, Lois Maurer. They're the co-creators of the show. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite community in the state and why? What separates your community or town, your city from all the others in Wisconsin? Or Is there a place you like to travel to away from home in the state that you want to put in a plug for, too? Or if you have a question for John or Lois about the show, the places they've been or are going to go, call in now, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking to John McGivern and Lisa Maurer, co-creators of the show Around the Corner with John McGivern. You can see that on PBS Wisconsin and Milwaukee's public television as well. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Which Wisconsin community is the most fun and why when you travel around the state? Is there something particular you look for that you love to find, people you like to meet, sites you like to see? Call in at 800-642-1234. Go back to your calls now. Jackie is with us in Hillsboro. Jackie, hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate what the last guy said. I really enjoy the show as well. I will admit I haven't watched every single episode, but I really, really enjoy it.
Well, you can, Jackie.
I will get there. I don't have enough hours in my day.
Okay.
So, I'm calling from Hillsboro, shamelessly plugging my own town. I know. So we are a town rich in Czech heritage. We are nestled in the Driftless area of southwest Wisconsin. We're in Vernon County, not too far from, I guess we're on the opposite end of the county from Viroqua.
Okay.
I think you guys have been there.
Loved Viroqua.
We loved it. Yeah.
This is a year of big growth for us in Hillsboro. We are putting up a new hospital. Should be done soon. We have a drag strip going in, and we have a brewery. They make their own beer there with some fantastic food. Oh, my goodness. They're rebuilding the dam after floods a few years ago so we can have our lake back so it's not just a puddle.
Jackie, I'm going to jump in. I want to bring John and Lois in with us now. I called you Lisa a minute ago. Lois, I'm sorry about that.
I called her worse, Rob. Just
okay,
so
good.
You know.
To my
I won't
face.
Call you late. Won't call you late for dinner. Jackie, a booster for Hillsboro. There, do you meet a lot of people like that? Where you feel the pride coming off of them?
All the time. Yep. All the time. Mm-hmm. Not only do we meet them in person, but I hear from them via email. And, you know, people love where they live. That's kind of the magic to this show. When you talk to people about something they're passionate about, and they're passionate about their communities.
And as Jackie was talking, Lois was writing, just so you know, and that's how
drag
it works.
Strip.
So yeah, right. And you know, and we'll get back to studio, and Lois will then Google Hillsboro, and we'll put it on. You know, there's a list that's been around forever, and we take that list, and as Lois said, we look at a map and we try to go all over the state, because what happened first couple seasons is that Minnesota Public Television picked us up, or Twin
TTW,
Cities Public
yeah.
Television
mm-hmm.
picked us up right away, and then
Chicago right away.
Chicago right away as well. Mm-hmm. So we tried to get closer to the borders where people could come and visit those communities that they saw that, you know, their air was playing us.
Jackie, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Charmaine now in Hudson. Charmaine, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to tell us about?
Good. Well, actually, they came to Hudson, and I have to tell you, I use the footage. I'm a teacher, and I use it in my classroom to teach the kids some of the things they don't even know about their own city.
Wow.
So it's been super great to have that. And then I'm originally from Milwaukee, and a lot of my mom's, I don't know, what do you call them, lady friends, saw it, and they came up here for an extended weekend and just went everywhere that they could that you had on there. So it's kind of been cool, and it's touched us in a lot of different ways, but it's fun to be able to use it in the classroom.
Fantastic. That's got to be great to hear, eh?
Oh, completely.
We love to hear that. And we hear that a lot as well as far as teachers. You're all going to go to heaven quick, you teachers.
Not quick.
I don't mean they're going to go soon, but when it's time, they're going to go to heaven. You know, and the fact that they can use us as a tool, I just think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for that call. I want to ask a more general question for both of you. Do you have advice for the rest of us based on your experiences on just how to travel around the state, how to be have our radar open to the cool stuff that we might walk by otherwise?
That's a really good question. I do a lot of that pre-production that John talked about, so I am good at going through the towns. And I'll tell you one very, very simple thing. Look up. You know, we go through and we look on the first floor of every building as you drive by. You miss what else is there. And you have to get off Main Street. Main Street is adorable. It's always adorable if you're lucky. And go down the other side of the street. Drive through the neighborhoods. Look at the homes. Look at the architecture. And you'll get a feel for what's there. And then, of course, the other piece of advice is get out of your car.
Right.
You've got to go talk to people. Walk into the diner. Even if you don't want to eat there, walk into the diner. Just see who is there. Say hello, because I'm telling you, they will all say hello back. One question, you're going to be there for half an hour.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Anything to add to that, John, apart from, you know, have an advanced team go check stuff out for you?
Right.
I'm thinking of adopting that method myself.
You still have to experience it, though.
Oh,
and
right,
I'm telling
right,
you,
right.
We show up at a town, and it does, and as Lois said, it takes us 4.5, sometimes 5 days to shoot our 28 minutes of television. And by day two, there's a crew of four of us. There's a shooter, Justin, and there's Gail does our sound, and it's Lois and I. It's the four of us in a van. And by day two of our 4.5 days there, we have a sense and a real feel of what that community is about. And every one of these 117 communities, and we're telling you the truth when we tell you that they're all different, and they all have a real sense of themselves, and we get to feel that. And that's what it takes as a visitor. Like, go someplace and spend a weekend, spend a day and a half, and you'll feel what that town is all about. Mm.
Find somebody who lives there and has lived there for a while. And you're going to find them either at the diner or at the post office. Walk into the library.
Yeah.
You know, public buildings are really great for that, because lifers, longtime people that live in these towns, gather at places, and that's where you want to go. The town square. Just ask somebody, what's good about your town? You're going to feel it.
Yeah.
Talking to Lois Maurer and John McGivern from Around the Corner with John McGivern. Back to your calls now. Russ is with us in Stoughton. Russ, hello.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to let everybody know that I learned to love Wisconsin having grown up in Illinois. And my father took us in the early 50s through the 60s up to Butternut, Wisconsin, and a Turtle Flambeau Flowage. I think it was Bryce County. And I learned to love Wisconsin there, and the fishing and fooling around and all that. And then later on, my wife's brother moved up to Vilas County in Boulder Junction on, it's Middle Gresham Lake. And I've been going there for the last probably 25 years. Ooh. It is a small lake, maybe 500 acres. But somebody in Wisconsin and Vilas County had the foresight to limit how many houses were up there. Mm. And even though it's a small lake, it there is very, very many private shoreline or open shoreline.
Cool. Russ, thank you so much. I want to bring John and Lois back into it. We've got so many of these great little natural spots tucked, and big ones too, for that matter, tucked around the state.
Gorgeous. Can I tell you, up north Wisconsin, we always try to do at least one every season that we call up north, because, you know, where is that really?
Right.
It's all a lot of places, and every little town up there is, you know, thinking that they are up north. So they do still feel different, but I'll tell you, they're a little more they're harder to cover, right, John? Because, you know, you can boat. Well, you know, you want to tell them about the boats?
Uh-oh.
Lois, be quiet.
It's just that, you know, sometimes as you get older, motion sickness becomes a thing.
I hear
you.
Sometimes when you're younger too, yeah.
Really, it's been since I was a kid. It's like, oh, we got to get on that boat again. Oh no, here we go.
There's got to be some great outtakes there, I imagine.
Oh yeah.
We heard, love those. And people ask for them all the time.
Yeah,
they're like,
they
well, we
no, we lost that one. Sorry.
Right.
We heard from Paul on Facebook. Paul says Racine. It has one of the country's best beaches, iconic Frank Lloyd Wright designed buildings, and the official state pastry, Kringle. Have you? I think I saw on the list you've been to Racine. Is that right?
Well, we did. We went to Racine in season one.
Ooh, right off the bat.
We were foolish. Can I tell you something, Rob? We were foolish, and we said, let's do Racine.
We weren't very good at it.
You can't do it. Like, now we'd love to go back and really pick an area of Racine that we could do. You know, because we
we were foolish.
And we did Kenosha.
We did Kenosha there, too. It was like, oh, look at that in 28 minutes.
Yeah.
So we'll go back to those communities.
Fantastic.
We would love to. We would love to. Mm-hmm.
Do you get a lot of requests from people like, hey, come to my town?
Mm-hmm. You got something for us, Rob?
No, well, no. I'm not going to make requests.
Okay,
are you like that band, you know, no requests? We don't do requests. Sorry.
No, we love to hear. We really do.
We do. Yeah. We do.
Now, is there, let's see, give us, actually, we don't have much time left. Give us a couple highlights of what's coming up in this new season. Apart from, we heard about Story Hill and Milwaukee. Where else are you going?
Well, let's see. In terms of all over the state, I think one of the ones that surprised us the most was Shawano. And Shawano is an area that a lot of people go to vacation in the summer. But we happen to have friends. One of the women on our crew, Gail, spends a lot of time up there. So they kind of had an inside track.
Yeah.
And there was I call Shawano the, ooh, we didn't expect that episode.
Okay. Uh-huh. Have you had a lot of those? This place really surprised the heck out of us?
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah.
I am telling you.
Mostly.
There's a few, you know, out of the 117, there's a few that were like, what was that? Do you remember that? And it's like, no, I don't. And it's like, oh, my Lord. But mostly you remember all of them.
Yeah.
And they are surprising. In the middle of it, you think, wow. And when if in the middle of those 4 days, I say, you know, I want to move here, which they're sick of listening to me say that. But
at least three times this season, John wants to move.
It's true. Yeah.
And then he gets in on the real estate sites and actually starts to look at everything.
I do.
I'm like, just put your phone away.
Well, thanks to both of you for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun.
Hey, thanks, Rob. It was great. Appreciate your help.
Anytime, Rob. Thanks for having us.
I've been talking to John McGivern and Lois Maurer. They are the co-creators of Around the Corner with John McGivern. We talked to them about some fun communities in Wisconsin, their travels around the state, and we previewed Around the Corner's 9th season that premieres on Thursday, February 6th with a look at Milwaukee's Story Hill neighborhood. Watch for that on your Wisconsin public television stations wherever you are in the state.